आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी अनाउंसेस रिड्यूस्ड 18% रेसिप्रोकल टैरिफ इन यूएस ऑन इंडियन प्रोडक्ट्स। प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेज प्रेसिडेंट ट्रंप्स लीडरशिप इज वाइटल फॉर ग्लोबल पीस, स्टेबिलिटी एंड प्रॉस्पेरिटी। Both houses of parliament to continue discussion on motion of thanks to president's address on commencement of budget session. Government notifies baggage rules 2026 to simplify procedures and enhance transparency for travelers. IMD issues alert for dense fog in North India, Bihar, Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh and Odisha. And in WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants to take on Delhi Capitals in the Eliminator in Vadodara this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced US tariff of 18%. He made the announcement in a social media post after talking to US President Donald Trump. The Prime Minister stated that it was wonderful to speak with his dear friend President Trump, adding that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. The Prime Minister extended gratitude to President Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for this announcement. Prime Minister Modi added that President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. He said India fully supports his efforts for peace. He said he's looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. US President Donald Trump has said that United States' amazing relationship with India will be even stronger going forward. In a social media post, the US president said that both the countries agreed to a trade deal where US will charge a reduced reciprocal tariff, lowering it from 25% to 18%. Mr. Trump said, Prime Minister Modi is one of the greatest friends and a powerful and respected leader of India. Mr. Trump further said that he and Prime Minister Modi are two people that get things done, something that cannot be said for most. Union ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Rajnath Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Piyush Goyal and Kiran Rijiju have congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, as well as the people of India and the United States, on the landmark trade agreement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said this will create more jobs, spur growth and promote innovation in both economies. He said it will strengthen Make in India endeavours and encourage trusted technology ties. Home Minister Amit Shah called it a big day for India-US relations. He said the trade deal with the significantly reduced tariff will pave the way for stronger trade ties and mutual growth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the deal will significantly strengthen India-US strategic partnership and deliver tangible benefits to both the countries and their people. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the trade deal reflects the power of two like-minded, fair-trading democracies working together for shared prosperity. He said this agreement unlocks unprecedented opportunities for farmers, MSMEs, entrepreneurs and skilled workers to make in India, design in India and innovate in India for the world. He added that it will help India get technology from the US. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has termed it a win-win deal. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Together, India and the US have huge potential to work for peace and development." Indian Ambassador to the US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, has said the India-US trade deal is a big win for a consequential partnership under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Ambassador Quatra said the trade deal will create vast new opportunities for the two economies and the people of the two nations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is on an official three-day visit to the United States, which began yesterday. He will participate in the Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting convened by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that the ministerial meeting is focusing on supply chain resilience, clean energy transitions, and strategic cooperation in critical minerals. President Draupadi Murmu will visit the revered Ma Biraj Temple at Jaipur this morning as part of a 6-day tour to her home state, Odisha. Elaborate arrangements have been made in and outside of the sacred temple for the visit of the president. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will offer prayers to Goddess Biraja at Ma Biraja Temple in Jajpur of Odisha this morning and perform Pindadana, the ritual oblations for her departed ancestors at Nabhi Gaya, a sacred site within the temple complex. Later in the day, President Murmu will proceed to Baleswar district to attend the 12th convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University as the chief guest. On the occasion, she will pay floral tributes to noted poet Vyasa Kavi Fakir Mohan Senapati, unveil a statue of Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee, and inaugurate a 1,000-seater convention hall on the university campus. In the evening, the president will leave for Puri, where she is scheduled to have darshan at the Sri Jagannath Temple tomorrow. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and download the News on AIR app. Both the Houses of Parliament will continue the discussions on the motion of thanks of President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. In the Lok Sabha, a total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion in the lower house yesterday, Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbanand Sonowal termed the address of President Murmu as remarkable. He said the president's address provided an inspiring vision for the future of the country.
Speaker, sir, the address of the Honorable President of India to the joint session of Parliament has been a remarkable one. It is the first in the new quarter of the 21st century, setting the stage for the next 25 years of our nation journey. A crucial quarter century is when an aspirational nation surges ahead towards development, a Vikasit Bharat.
Tejasvi Surya of the BJP seconded the motion of thanks moved by Sarbanand Sonowal. In the Rajya Sabha, 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion, nominated member C. Sadanandan Master said President Murmu in her address has articulated a clear and confident vision of India's journey towards Vikasit Bharat. He said from day one, the NDA government has been very clear about social justice and poverty eradication. The government has notified the baggage rules 2026. The Cent has also issued the new customs baggage declaration and processing regulations 2026 and a master circular. Ministry of Finance said that the rules will simplify procedures, enhance transparency, enable electronic and advanced declaration and ensure smooth clearance. These changes will allow enhanced general free allowance, transfer of residence benefits and special allowances for jewellery. The regulations also include new provisions for temporary import-reimport, duty-free import of one laptop for passengers above 18 years and pets, and enhanced passenger facilitation. The ministry said these measures reflect facilitative and revised provisions for international passengers and in accordance with new economic conditions, rising travel volumes and passenger expectations. In the Union Budget 2026-27, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman allocated a capital outlay of 2.93 lakh crore rupees for the railways with a total expenditure approval of 2.78 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the media of different states in a virtual press conference, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that 515 crore rupees have been earmarked for railway projects in Goa, describing the budget's provisions as ambitious and revolutionary.
Konkan Railway ki capacity ko badhana bahut zaruri hai.
Enhancing the capacity of the Konkan Railway is extremely important because it provides connectivity to the entire coastal region and links a vital part of the country. That is why focused attention is being given to doubling of the Konkan Railway in several sections, strengthening of tunnel at many locations, upgrading the old track technology and installing the new covered safety system. For all this, a complete detailed project proposal has been prepared.
Mr. Vaishnav said that Tamil Nadu has received a record railway budget of 7,611 crore rupees. He also mentioned that two new bullet train corridors will be started in Tamil Nadu.
Tamil Nadu has got a record railway budget of 7,611 crore rupees. This is 9 times the budget for Tamil Nadu, which used to be given by the Congress and the UPA government. We are very happy that in Tamil Nadu, two new bullet train corridors will be started. First is from Chennai to Bengaluru. Second is from Chennai to Hyderabad. These two high-speed corridors will be designed for 350 kilometers per hour maximum speed. They will be elevated train corridors.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted dense fog likely at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Bihar, Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh and Odisha today. According to the Met Department, thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are also likely to prevail over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Dense fog in the national capital is affecting flight operations at Delhi Airport, with movements currently under Cat 3 conditions, which may lead to delays or disruptions. Delhi Airport has issued an advisory asking passengers to contact their respective airlines or visit the official website for the latest flight information. In the Women's Premier League WPL Cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The winner of this match will directly take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match on Thursday. In football, the senior Indian women's team registered a 1-0 victory over German side Hertha BSC Frauen in a friendly match at the S&B Sport Football Academy in Antalya, Turkey yesterday. Grace Dangmei scored the decisive goal in the 37th minute to secure the win for the Blue Tigresses. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers prominently cover the story of the U.S. trade deal on the front page. The Statesman headlines, Trump lowers tariffs to 18% after talks with PM Modi. While the Times of India headlines, trade deal done, says Trump. Modi thanks him for cutting tariff to 18%. The Pioneer says, truce over tariffs. Modi-Trump reach trade deal. New law to regulate school fee will not be implemented in 2025-26, government to SC, headlines the Tribune. While the Hindustan Times has a front page story, Delhi government tells SC will hold off on regulating school fees for this year. Air India grounding Dreamliner over fuel switch fault is also covered on the front page of most newspapers. The Indian Express says AI pilot flags possible defect with fuel control switch, plane grounded. The Hindustan Times in its editorial calls Pakistan's theatre of ICC T20 World Cup as absurd. The paper adds that Pakistan has threatened that it will boycott its league game against India in the ICC T20 World Cup. The announcement resulting from Bangladesh's decision not to play in India is ludicrous. On Sunday, India and Pakistan played in the Under-19 World Cup in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. So why did Pakistan allow its juniors to play in a neutral venue if it won't let its seniors to do so, is the question everyone is asking Pakistan. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces reduced 18% reciprocal tariff in US on Indian products. Prime Minister says President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. Both houses of parliament to continue discussion on motion of thanks to president's address on commencement of budget session. Government notifies baggage rules 2026 to simplify procedures and enhance transparency for travellers. IMD issues alert for dense fog in North India, Bihar, Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh and Odisha. And in WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants to take on Delhi Capitals in the Eliminator in Vadodara this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.